The Story of the Undiscovered Suitcase, written by Catherine McDermott.
This is how I met my lover. I helped heal him. I nursed him back to good health during a bombing raid 4 years ago. October 1940. The first time he looked at me will be forever etched into my memory. His eyes. That smile. And then he held my hand. No one had a touch like his. It melted me and strengthened me at the same time. But all we need are two things to heal someone, in my opinion. Patience and care. There, see? You look better already. He came through those doors as an injured soldier. His uniform was ripped in a 5-inch-deep gunshot wound to his chest. I bathed him and prepared him for his emergency surgery. It was touch and go whether he would survive. I kept him alive through patience and care. Just as I'm doing now. Patience and care. Salty water. Clean the area. Repeat. Carefully. Gently. An even amount of pressure. Not too hard. And not too soft. Just enough to make an impact. It will sting. But water is the greatest healer. I have seen it with my own eyes, deep, gaping wounds, oozing with blood, torn skin, all healed from water. Oh. 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 I'm sorry about this. It might be the moment we're in, or the sight of all this blood, all the blood. I'm sorry. Oh, there are too many images that I hold in my head of the destruction, the heartbreak, the sounds. Oh, the constant bombardment of bombs, the crumbling, the screams, the blood, all the blood. Oh. Tears, and I don't mean the sobs, but the silent cries. The type where you can hear the heart breaking. I hear it every day without fail. Oh, when he came through those doors, he sounded exactly like that. It was more than pain, it was torture. Oh. It pierced right through me too. Oh. Right. I haven't the time to be. So, name. I can't. Date 24th of December 1944. Number 378-4063. Name. If I write it, it will seem so final. William Henry Arnold. No more. No more. Just the last bit now to make sure the wounds are safe and to preserve you. I'll be changing this daily, don't worry. I'm very attentive and experienced in these things. It's what I'm trained to do after all. Carefully does it. I don't want this to be too tight. Just enough for it to breathe. Gently. Gently. I'm thinking of when he wrapped me in his white cotton sheet. We stole a day away together. We were bound together for the whole day in bed. Just like Gustav Klimt's The Kiss. You know the one. Surely you must have seen it. There was a whole world under those sheets just for me and him to share. That was my fondest memory of our time together before. Time isn't a great healer. I should know. I carry them wherever I go. I carry the memories of people that I feel are worth something to me. I collect things. A collector of people's things. It's so hard to let go. Your hand will be safe in here, William Henry Arnold. I wouldn't do anything to hurt it. It's perfect. My favourite bit of you. Where they went. The way they caressed me so softly. My hands? Oh. They act on intention. Sometimes they surprise me, but they're always so faithful. Unlike people. People aren't faithful to me.
The Story of the Undiscovered Suitcase, written by Catherine McDermott. Starring Catherine McDermott as Imogen and David Few as the radio announcer.